it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Welcome to the Words of Life Ministries radio broadcast, presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. Our pastor is Elder Bobby Wright, and we are located at 690 New Street in Beaufort, Georgia. You can reach us at 770-932-2457 or visit our website at www.bttbhc.org. Now hear a word from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Once again, amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for you tonight. You may be seated. Amen. That press your way out. Amen. To the house of God. Amen. Number one, Bible says, what has the wicked to do to take my word in their mouth? Amen. An oracle is written in my heart concerning the sinfulness of wicked. Regarding the wicked, David said, get Psalms 10, 2 through 7. Thank you. The word of God says, the thing about the wicked is, and we see it in our world, in our society today, they have no fear of God. Let me get back to making folks mad again. The wicked have no fear of God. Homosexuals have no fear of God. Lesbians have no fear of God. Sissies have no fear of God. Dykes have no fear of God. People that sit in church and lie have no fear of God. Why? Because the word said that their words are wicked and deceitful. They plan evil and they choose not to reject evil. We live in a society that even in our culture, thank you, in our heart we know that certain things are wrong. But we sit in a society that our culture has did an about face on us. And we have a wicked society. And parents, listen real careful. The wickedness of the world have Christian people teaching their children contrary to the word of God. Let me say this right here to every child in this church, every little boy in this church, when you go to school, every little girl, when you go to school, when the evil society try to make you accept a boy as being a girl and a girl as being a boy, tell them like this, say, that's lying. And I was taught not to lie. Even from our superintendents, our president, our senators down, we are teaching our children to lie, to accept that which is wrong, even from the pulpit. They don't want you in a church like this. And those wives that have those husbands that have snatched you out of churches, pray that God save your husband and pray that God give you enough strength to get up off of your sorry, lazy behind and get in church. Amen. Yes. I didn't say back to the Bible. I said get in church. Psalms 10, 2 through 7.
Psalms 10 and 2. The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor.
The wicked in his pride. He going to persecute you because the wicked think that he is smarter than you. Read.
Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined.
Those things that they have designed for you, God said, let them be taken in their own device. Haman noose is going to hang him. What, you know, when you dig a ditch, dig two, that the one you dig for me might be for you. Read, please.
For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous,
yes,
whom the Lord abhorreth.
Yes.
The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God.
The wicked man, through the pride of what shows on his face, will not seek after God.
God is not in all his thoughts.
God is not in any of his thoughts. Now, to get back to Every time we get in a presidential election, folks start choosing sides. And now even the church is endorsing ungodliness. And when you endorse, when your child walk up to you and ask you your thoughts on homosexuality and transgender, what do you tell them? It's either right or wrong. It's either evil or it's not evil. Which one is it? We're in that society today that the line has been drawn and we have to take a stance. We're in a society now that even on TV, you see two men in the water together kissing. You remember the commercial that Gillette put out and they try to push the man down about the razor blade and this and make the man look weak and everything? Gillette sales went down like that. Now they're trying to make atonement for pushing the man down. Do you ever wonder who's running these companies? Is it the man or is it the wife? Is it Jezebel or is it Ahab? I have to think about that. The Bible say what? His mouth is full of what?
Through his countenance will not seek after God.
Uh-huh.
God is not in all his thoughts.
God is not even the thought of the homosexual. During this whole shebang of getting ready to run for president or to run for senator or to run for the next office in the land. See, the main thing is, can I get elected so I can run you and change your way of thinking? I want to get you out of this. This is worse than a gun. If I can get the Bible out of your hand, if I can get Jesus out of your mind, if I can get Jesus out of your thoughts, you got people out there don't even, and they're hollering that I'm a Christian. You're a Christian how? You're not Christ-like. You have to remember, these are the same authorities that in Moses' days, let's get rid of the boys. These are the same people that in Jesus' day, let's get rid of Jesus. We are the same people that told Ezekiel when he sent them the word, they cut the word up, threw it on the harp, and let's burn it up because we don't want to hear nothing from God. We don't want to hear nothing from the Bible thumper. Don't tell me homosexuality is wrong. We are the same people that keep telling us to teach our little children that a boy can be a girl and a girl can be a boy. Let me see a man try to nurse a baby. See, the more a woman that goes through 9 months of pregnancy, as she's going through pregnancy, the milk glands build up milk so that she can be self-sufficient so she can nurse the baby. How some no good two-bit man living with another man gonna produce a baby? Ella Wright, you sound like you're mad. Yeah, I'm mad because preachers on TV talking about send me a seed offering and send me a love offering and you're not going to be blessed if you don't send me this. And our children are being destroyed and being carried away by the lies of the wicked. Read, please.
Verse 5, his ways are always grievous.
Yes.
Thy judgments are far above out of his sight.
Yes.
As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them.
Mm.
He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity.
Look at the wicked man. They don't care. They run up and down. A man will tell you a lie, and especially in a black neighborhood. Black people have been lied to, and it's like we love to be lied to. I took my children down through South Atlanta, my son and my daughter-in-law and the grandkids. Been over a month ago, and the same thing that I see on the west side in Atlanta, and I'm 6 to 8 years old, I saw 40 years ago. I saw when I was a teenager, trash in the street, houses boarded up. You mean tell me for 40 years we couldn't get a house torn down? You walk around and Negroes sitting on the porch with no shirt on. Don't you think a woman get tired of seeing you walk through the neighborhood with no shirt on, your underwear showing, you get off work, you won't go home and take a bath, you sit around in the neighborhood around a 55-gallon can with a fire on it? You won't even go home in the wintertime. And the same senator It's the one that Senator Netanyahu called his name. I worked for David Scott campaign one time. Used to have a car with his name on the side running up and down the road. What has David done since he's been senator? What has John Lewis done since he's been senator? I invite you to back to the Bible to hear a word from the Lord, because you ain't got nothing to give. Our neighborhoods are still a mess. They say, well, they do it in the white neighborhood. I'm talking about what I see in my neighborhood. I see drugs. I see little boys. I see our education system failing us. When I went to the 51st alumni dinner last week, I'll say it. When I looked at the nation of the last graduation class of W.A. Fountain High School, and I looked out at a sea of young black men and women, I didn't see no plaits. I didn't see no sagging pants. I didn't smell no alcohol, no beer, and I didn't hear any profanity. Didn't see no gun bulging out. Didn't hear nobody talking about killing each other. They were glad to see each other. Look at our neighborhood now. You can't even go to a football game. People are shooting and killing, and we want to blame the gun. There the gun lay right there. It ain't going to get up. It ain't going to shoot. It ain't going to kill. It ain't going to load itself. It ain't going to do nothing. We don't need gun laws. We need more tents in the neighborhood, and we need this word preached. We need preachers that are not afraid to walk through the neighborhood and tell the little boy, get up off your behind. Tell the woman, quit laying with the man. Quit making bastard baby. Let the little boy and girl know who their daddy is. But we won't do that. We want to point the finger. And we ain't going to go through this point one and three pointing at you. We just want to point the finger. Look at our neighborhoods. At least we used to have a store. We don't even own the stores now. We got folks that's illegal in the country owning stores. They want to vote of the illegal. We want to enforce the laws that we have. We want to make new law. We want someone way in California to tell us here in Beaufort how to live. We want the senator from Indiana, the faggot man, to tell me how to love God here, and he can't even love God. I'm talking about what the wicked is doing in our society. We don't want people to know about Jesus, the Son of God, that stepped down through 42 generations, that say, here I am, born of a virgin. Look at our children going to school. Daddy can't take care of them, but the government say, sign right here and I'll take care of your child. I'll buy your child glasses. I'll check their back. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll buy them paper. I'll take care of them. I'll feed them lunch. If you vote for me, I'll send you to school free. How many black kids can go to school free? How many can pass the SAT? How many black kids know about their heritage? And then when we can't get black folks to do what we want them to do, then we bring up a divide. And call it racism. We call it bigotry. And then we tell them you don't love yourself. Ain't no way you can love yourself. No way, ain't no thing is self-love. Self-love can't make you happy. Amen. Self-love can't make you happy. Ain't nothing wrong with me. My mama died. I didn't see her when I was 10 years old. I ain't up killing nobody, shooting nobody, stabbing nobody, robbing Walmart, robbing banks. I ain't mad at myself. You got people have ran for government offices, started out poor, and now they're rich. Barack said he didn't like black folks, say he didn't like white folks, and he loved us, but he just paid $14 million for a house up in Maine. Ain't a bunch of black folks up there, Barack and Michelle. Where did your money come from? You done messed up America, and now you up there. The wicked, yes, he was wicked. Anybody push homosexuality is wicked. The word of God say in the ungodly man that his words and his mouth are wicked and deceitful. Psalm 36, 1 through 4. Your words and things you say in what you do, and we can't get people in church. We can't. So you want to stay home. How's it that I love you and I can't get along with you? How's that I say I love you and rather than come sit and have fellowship with you in church, I stay home and fellowship? You don't love me. You don't love God. That's an unforgiving spirit and attitude. Oh, I love you. No, you don't. You don't love me. You don't love God. God said, forsake not the assembly. Come now, let us reason together. Psalms 31 through 4, read.
Psalms
36, 1 through 4.
1 through 4.
Yes.
The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart.
The ungodliness and the wrongdoing of the wicked said within my heart.
That there is no fear of God before his eyes.
There's no fear of God before his eyes.
For he flattereth himself in his own eyes.
The wicked man will stand up and say, even though I'm living in sin, I'm sleeping with a man, turning my behind up to heaven, laying on top of another man, and say, God, this is what I think of you.
Until his iniquity be found to be hateful.
For he is the word, he flattered himself in his own eye. The wicked man walk around and say, look at me. We got a cure for AIDS. It ain't going to bother us. Look at me. I'm flattering myself. I'm so powerful and I'm so big. I can walk into the churches that say they believe this. And they won't tell me on my way to hell. I dare you to walk into my presence. I dare you to walk into my presence. I'll walk up and I'll lay hands on you. I'll put my finger on your nose and I'll tell you you're on your way to hell. But you walk into the black church, you faggot, you. And people, don't call them that. I'm going to call them what they are. That's real nice, because the word of God call them sodomites. Mm-hmm. When a sodomite is a man that will go into another man. So he flattered himself, flies all over and say, I want to be your president. I want me and my man to be in the White House. Until his iniquity be found to be hateful. Read, please.
The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit.
Yes.
He hath left off to be wise and to do good.
He think he's wise. Don't say it's wrong to be homosexual. Fight Chick-fil-A. Fight the other place, the store that say that we look. I don't say I hate you. I say I believe what God's word say. God's word says it's wrong for a man to sleep with a man like a woman. It's wrong for a woman to sleep with a woman like she was a man. God says evil, but the word of God say the word of his mouth are iniquity and deceit, and he has left to be wise and do good. Read.
He deviseth mischief upon his bed.
Yes.
He setteth himself in
he
a
he deviseth mischief upon his bed. Read.
He setteth
because
himself.
What he do on his bed, he have to come up with a device. Don't you know the devil has penetrated your mind to tell a man to fall in love with another man, stick your tongue in another man's mouth like you would a woman in a mouth like another man, and swap saliva? He setteth himself in a way that is not good. And what else?
He abhorreth not evil.
He don't even hate evil. Pastor Wright, I'm definitely not coming to your church because I'm not going to feel comfortable. No, because you're living in sin.
That's right.
This ain't no comfortable place for you.
That's right.
You're not supposed to be comfortable. When Jesus walked in the church in the book of Mark, I think it's Mark chapter 4, the evil person didn't have to look. When Jesus walked in, he knew within himself that the Son of God was in the house. We got men of God supposed to be. We stand in the church and the homosexuals are there jumping and shouting on the organ, on the drum. They up singing and everybody just up falling all over each other. Homosexuals are in churches. They're waving each other. That's what he's saying. I fall down, but I get up. No, you fall down and fell in bed with another faggot. You're off to the movies. Read, please.
Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds.
Mm-hmm. Proverbs 16:27. Before you go there, Psalms 50, verse 16. Psalms 50.
50 and verse 16.
Since everybody like to quote the word.
Psalms 50 and 16.
Pastor Wright, you'll never have a mega church. God didn't tell me I would. He said, just preach the gospel. He said, just preach the word. He said, I'll add and I'll subtract and I'll multiply and I'll divide and I'll do what I'm supposed to. Read, please.
But unto the wicked, God saith.
But unto the ungodly and the unsaved, still ain't two kinds of people on the face of the earth.
What hast thou to do to declare my statutes?
That unsaved person that like to take their money and pay their tithe and their offering, you're unsaved, you're wicked. That take communion, that's not saved, but unto that person, God said, read.
Or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth.
What have you to do with my statute? Back it back up, please. Verse 16. But what has thou to do to declare or to make known my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? God made a covenant with us, those of us that are saved. You do this, and I'll do this. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the thing which I say? Don't pay your tithes over here and don't live right over here and expect for me to give you a blessing. Don't send your money to some crook and expect me to bless you. God said, why are you taking my words and my covenant in your mouth? Shut up, Negro. Verse 17.
Seeing thou hatest instruction.
What? Seeing that you hated instruction.
And castest my words behind thee.
You took my words, plural, and threw it behind you. You know what you say? I'll do what I want to do. You say, I'll shack up, I'll lie, I'll steal. See, we're the people that the world don't like. But guess what? God loves us. Read, please.
When thou sawest a thief, then thou consented with him and hast been partaker with adulterers.
People are in their own little cliques. So how many people in whatever party that they're in will say, wait a minute, you know, what you're doing is wrong. I can't stay on the same platform with you. I need to separate myself from you. When you saw a thief, you consented with him and has been partakers with his adulterers. Well, we have a woman that says she was married to this man, then broke up this family, then going with this one. We can't even get no action taken on it in the Senate. But it's the same people that come to our neighborhood wants to vote for them. How is it that your principal of your school is a woman and she live with another woman and you got to say yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, the other day, every day? You know what I'll tell you? Look, I need to find somewhere else to work because you live in an ungodly lifestyle and any day anything might happen over here. Start standing up for Jesus. Mm-hmm. Read, please.
Thou givest thy mouth to evil and thy tongue frameth deceit.
You give it your mouth to evil. You wrap your mouth around some old evil man or two old evil women. The mayor of Chicago. How is it that a mayor of a city that should be a Christian city get the majority of the vote and get the endorsement of the Christian neighborhood? They told us one time not to vote. Now they got us vote for the wrong thing. You give your mouth to evil and thy tongue frameth deceit. Read, please.
Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son.
Mm-hmm. You talk about your brother that's living right. You slander your blood brother, your own mother's son. Look at you. And we call ourselves children of the Most High God. And you know what? We teach our children to be liars. They see us come to church, get on our knees and pray. And then we stand up and go live a lie. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. And we got sissies and faggots in our home. You can stand up and tell a person what you're doing is wrong. Set that house in order, for you're going to surely die. Just like the lady that left the church and she listened today, she can hear me. I've been over 100 times trying to get you and keep you in church. And you left the church, you got caught the last time. You ain't been back to church since. You ain't going to get away because you don't come here. Then the preacher that left the church with his wife. Everybody say they love God, but where the rubber meet the road, they not even man enough or woman enough to stand in the preacher's face and say, I did wrong. But you'll walk away from the church and you'll talk about the people of God. Ain't no God in you. Ain't no God in you. You slandered your own mother's son or your father's son. And we say we're all children of God. How I'm going to heaven and you going to heaven and we can't work it out. No, I ain't letting nothing go. If I do wrong, Pastor Wright is on his way to hell. Psalm 17 and 10. Proverbs 16, 27. I know. Somebody say they love you and you see them and they run away. See, the only way that I can get to these people, they won't come and call me. They won't come and see me. If I go, they won't let me in. So I know they listen to the broadcast. So this is how I tell you, you know what? I'm reaching out. God say, come down and let us reason together. Amen. God say, don't stay home. That's right. God say, your soul is at stake. Yes. Proverbs 16, 27.
An ungodly man diggeth up evil.
A scoundrel.
And in his lips there is as a burning fire.
Your lips are burning. An ungodly man, you know, they say he's some old scoundrel. He no good. Ungodly man, a no good man diggeth up evil. And in his lip there is a burning fire. There's a lying tongue. Don't you know if you leave a church and you've been there 18, 19 years, and people say, why are you not there? They're going to ask you, somebody got to tell a lie, tell the truth. You mean tell me there's been such an evil that forgiveness is not in order? Come on, people of God. We say we all love Jesus. But Bible say the mouth of the righteous speaketh a different way than the mouth of the evil. Psalms 37 and 30. Let me finish.
Psalms 37
and 30.
Psalms 37 and 30 reads, yes. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom.
Those that are saved and doing what God told them, you're going to speak wisdom.
A ministry presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. You are welcome to follow us on YouTube for more sermons. You can reach Elder Wright at 404-518-1532 or email him at godsman82@yahoo.com. And may the Lord God bless you real good.
Seven 5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia.
Welcome.